All right, Drex, are we ready for these Chameleon Crusades? RPM, you're going to love this.
These hoes got to get roasted, man.
All right. Oh, man.
So what's about to happen? Who's about to get roasted?
We're going to start with Lauren Southern.
Yeah, that one.
RPM, do you know who Lauren Southern everyone. Is?
Oh, that rotten bitch.
So clearly you're aware of who it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she went after Sandman, a couple other guys out there. Yeah. Once again, Chameleon. We're gonna show you guys what a Chameleon is.
Notice, like, she was initially started on with guys because she was meant to be the TradCon woman.
Yep.
And then the guys had to start saying to her, well, why aren't you married with kids? And it took her a number of years to get that shit together.
Yep.
All right,
and
so
she had to go with a millionaire, didn't she?
Yeah, this is her. This is her video. Why I left and why I'm back. So it's 17 minutes. We're not going to do the whole thing, but guys, jump in. Stop me whenever you want.
It's been a minute, and wow, things have really gone off the rails since I've been gone.
The World Health Organization has declared coronavirus a global pandemic.
We begin tonight with the U.S. and Iran on the brink. Terrifying scale of Australia's bushfires.
Unemployment to its highest level since the Great Depression.
Overnight, Minneapolis on fire. Protesters leaving it up.
Good year to take off, I suppose. Seriously, though, I hope you all have been keeping relatively safe and healthy throughout all of this chaos. Now, it's been just over 1 year since I stepped away from social media. Some of you may not have even noticed that I was gone. I dropped Borderless, left a small note, and dipped. And I suppose because I was so vague, I really left room for people to impose their own narratives on my departure. A lot of things have been said about me since I left. Some far more slanderous than others, and I'm sure I'll address that at some point. However, I don't want to waste this video in particular mud wrestling with pigs, especially when you just get dirty and they just get happy. So instead, how about we talk about where I've actually been and what my actual motivation was for leaving politics? Well, firstly, I have some really exciting news that many of you had no idea about last year, which is that I was married and pregnant, and I just found out about my son right before the release of Borderless. I have always kept my cards close when it comes to my family because, unfortunately, the modern political coliseum seems to have zero boundaries whatsoever or respect for people's privacy, but I did decide to share a tiny bit this January on my Instagram just because it's something that has brought me so much joy and is such a blessing in these crazy times. It was pretty hard to not at least put a bit of it out there for you.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. So this is where the chameleon part is, right, Drex? She said the right thing. So first of all, look at the amount of makeup she's got on.
I was going to say that. I just said only virgins should be allowed to wear white on their wedding day. The amount of makeup that she's wearing, the change in hair. Do you notice that she's...
She's a blonde, Drex. She's normally a blonde.
Her dress, the way that she is presenting herself, do you guys notice? She's trying to dress much more understated now, right?
Yep.
A lot of these girls, Sydney Watson, Lauren Chin, all them, they tend to be very revealing in their clothing. They try to, it's this plausible deniability, right? Oh, yeah, the way that she's talking is patronizing. Yeah, she is trying
she has nothing to
now
win, though.
Morph into something else as she finds a new grift.
Yeah. Now, we're not even to the meat yet. Because you could fall for that. You could say, oh, look at this TradCon woman she married, right? She's having kids with him. You could fall for that. She said, you know, God is good in her Instagram post. Right? You could fall for, right, RPM? You could fall for that. But let's see when reality hits here.
You.
I can't
but
hear
But definitely
Tim.
It was a very special thing.
Oh, you can't hear?
Or that. Hold on.
You might have to click on me in the... Drex just unplugged himself, you boomer. Phil, you could hear it, right?
I can hear, yeah.
Yeah. So Drex just unplugged himself, you boomer.
Oh, I know it's wrong. I got it.
Oh, Drex, you just unplugged your...
There it is.
Yeah, there you are.
I know that. Yeah, it was that. That's what got pulled. Yeah,
you unplugged your mic.
Yep, I'm back.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm back.
I was gonna be like, why did your sound like a tin can all of a sudden?
Yeah, it was the mic being jabbed like that.
But anyways, now, like I said, this is the chameleon part, right? She's saying the right things. God is good. You know, she's a very traditional, religious, tradcon woman, right? You could almost fall for her, right?
Here comes.
And for me, and an important thing for the first part of my son's life. And
drum roll,
to be just for myself and just for my family. None of the social media or the world's eyes on it. That was just for us. Another thing I did was I took some time to get back into education and to nurture a more contemplative part of my soul and my faith and really recenter what was important in my life, like family, friendships, and community. It is definitely an interesting experiment to take a step back from the internet for at least a few months. See what's left of your life when you take away the social media, the internet fame, and the online tribes you're a part of. Have you built something meaningful outside of that? Is your purpose still there when the screen is off? There was definitely a point where I don't think I could have said yes to this. And there are probably far too many people that are Gen Z or millennial like me that have been in that boat before. Which brings me to another point, and that is family was not the only reason I took a step back, although it was a main one. I had planned to take an extended break from the internet and media for a while anyways, just to get my head out of the fishbowl and observe with a sober view the world that I was a part of. And to be real with you guys, the world I was a part of, especially earlier on in my YouTube career, was a very unhealthy one. And I mean, to be fair, most of you have probably been on Twitter before, so pointing out the toxicity of political or even just internet culture in general is probably the least shocking thing you have heard this year. Wow, the internet is toxic and it's bad for you. Shocking revelation, Lauren. Seriously though, I do want to be clear, actually, that when I'm talking about this toxic culture, especially in politics, I am not talking about regular everyday conservatives or regular liberals. What I am talking about is the forever onliners, the people who have lost themselves to a character or entire personality composed of partisan talking points.
All right. Did you hear the quick, the moderate liberal? All right. RPM, is there such thing as a moderate liberal now?
These people will say anything to try to fool me back to the plantation.
Yep.
Anything.
Now she's saying, this girl misses the attention. Not everyone on the left is bad. It's just the specific people who go after me. All right. I see the soft sell that you're trying to do on me here. Right? So I just want to flag this because the next 3 minutes are going to be pretty interesting.
The extremists who can no longer see the...
Go ahead, Phil. Do you...
Just that for it, that idea, I'm old enough to remember when there were decent people on the left. One of the last people that people would know of is probably Bill Maher. And he's one of what I would call the old honorable left. And he's even questioning the left now because of its stance on such extreme leftism.
But we know like people like Sargon, right, who are exposed, right? Exposed for, the chameleon he truly is. And, you know, and Tucker Carlson's another one we'll take down at a future day. But there really isn't the reasonable... Drex, we say it about women all the time, right? Oh, if you oppose the family court so much, why aren't you speaking up?
No, yeah, use the vote and go totally eradicate the family court and put your name on it. So you need to dox yourself, right? You need to put your skin in the game to go after the family court, because I did. I went to, I told you guys, I went to the cops. I went to the FBI, and I believe their office was in St. Paul, if I recall. I have a letter that I will actually show. I wrote the attorney general. Her name is Lori Swanson in Minnesota, right? I put skin in the game. I put my name on it. I put my face on it. If you can't say the same, you know what? How about this? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? So, don't tell me that you've done something, that you care, but you have no skin. I have skin in the game. I have court cases with my name on it because I was in family court to try to get my daughter, right? And I look at what happens, and it's like, oh, okay. the system doesn't want me in the picture, but I'll tell you what, Phil, I got a message from my baby mama, right? This was Friday, right? Right before I came to pick up my daughter, about her struggling in school, right? See, now you need me again, right? Whenever it's time to use a guy to discipline and straighten the kid out, all of a sudden, I'm needed. Hey, Phil, guess what? RPM has seen this a million times, I'm sure. They don't really want or need you in that early stage of the kid's life. This is my child, because it's a baby, right? There's no school. It's all about the attention that she gets from having a baby, right?
There's no expectations.
They are effectively accessories to make her look.
They're accessory, correct. They are an accessory. But when the kid starts like actually talking back, being lazy, not doing something that you tell them to do, it's like, wait a minute. Oh my God, they're not the little cute little baby. I have to do work. Where's dad? That's when they want dad to show up. You really see this with boys. You always hear this phrase, RPM knows it well. Come get your son. I can't control him.
Yeah.
Your son.
To the child themselves, just wait until your dad gets home.
Yeah.
That's when shit starts to get real really quickly.
Anyways,
humanity in their political opponents or even just other groups based on race or gender. The leaders of all these movements that are fighting over the last shreds of a dwindling social talking point market, and the cults that have seemingly formed where everyone views themselves as the hero of the story, whilst anyone on the other side is irredeemable scum. Then, of course, there's just the 24-hour news cycle in general, which seems to make anyone involved just focus in on people's worst moments, their mental breakdowns and bad arguments, like a shark searching for blood. We have entered an age where your worst 2 minutes will define you for the rest of your life, because that's what people want to click on. A world void of nuance. One where even serious political debate has just been substituted for partisan sneering and mockery.
All right, you see what she's setting up here? The worst 2 minutes of your life will define you.
Yeah, she's setting up the so what she's going to do right now is that she's going to see, hey, none of us are perfect, and I'm not perfect. So forgive me for any of my transgressions. It was a bad moment. I found God now. I'm married now. Mm-hmm. I've got a child now. I'm different. It's coming. I already know where this story is going, but go ahead.
Argumentum ad cringe, if you will, where we seem to have taken the position that if something can be mocked, that it can't help.
Like, RPM, you followed this girl, right? You know what she was about back in the day.
She was anti-MGTOW, right? She went after Sandman. She tried to basically, if I recall, strike down Sandman. I remember he actually showed the medicine and everything. Shout out to Sandman out there, by the way. Subscribe to his channel if you haven't already. Sandman showed, he actually showed. He's like, yo, look, this is what happened. This is from Lord of the... And I'm sitting there like, I'm not surprised. Deanna Lorraine, right? I'm going after all these chameleons. Have you ever heard the name Deanna Lorraine? Actually, you know what? RPM should know who that is because she's down in California.
Yeah, I know who that
is. You know who that is, don't you? RPM, yeah. What is your take on Deanna Lorraine?
That old bat need to go back on the other side of the water she fell off of.
Oh, damn.
Make women great again.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're going to
Carl Drakowski's says it perfectly. The funniest thing about Lauren Southern is that she was the dream girl for the alt-right. Then some old photos came out from her college days where she had an ex who looked to be Indian. Right? Oh, no, she's getting run through. Believe me, guys, that thing down there is used up more than an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Yep. Now I will say this though. I gotta interject right here though, Tim. This goes back to what I told Phil. I love my white brothers. However, I have to call a spade a spade. A white guy will smash any chick, and that's okay. But if a non-white guy smashes a white chick, a lot of white dudes get up in arms, and I'm not okay with that double standard. Yeah. Like, Lauren Southern was like their white queen. Phil, you and I have talked about this. These guys will be like, oh, we need to have more white babies. And the white race is being canceled. I'm like, look, if you want to have so many white babies, why don't you go find a white chick and have 10 babies then? But they don't do it because they start coming up with excuses. Yeah. The cost of living is so high and there's all these reasons. No. there are more than enough white women for white men to have more white babies. Lauren Southern is shown with a non-white guy and people want to get up in arms. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's funny. Huh.
Yeah.
Because the same guy, and Phil, I'm sure you've seen this within the manosphere space. There's a lot of, there's an undercurrent of racism. Would you agree with that?
There is. It covers both ends of the spectrum.
On both sides. I will agree.
I remember the whole African thing that we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
And then you'll get more of the African girls that say, oh, you're just swelling with the white guy just because he's got money. Yep. Kind of idea. And they just start calling shit out just because they're not getting what they want.
Oh, yeah. Look, I will call, you guys know I love calling out black simps too. Like, I'm fair. I'm like Michael Myers. I'm equal opportunity yeeting people. You see what I'm saying? And I call a spade a spade. I'm like, look, Phil, I've grown up in it. That's why I can't wait to have NCAA Cat on, because guess what? For those of you who want to see me roast these damn German Shepherds, you can tune in tomorrow, because NCAA Cat is coming on after I do the episode about relationships to show you this needs to stop. Phil, there needs to be standards, right? Like, hey, this is the standard. This is what it is. We can't keep moving the goalpost by saying, oh, well, this is how it should be. And then as soon as something doesn't go your way,
we need to set the standard.
Men do, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, Phil, women aren't going to fix these problems.
I know men do, but like, yep. Do we need to get somebody like Kevin Samuels on to actually cement this into stone?
In which regard?
To just say, right, this is the standard that we'll agree on it. We'll do a video on it and get it out to everyone. Say, yeah, like, guys, this is what we should be doing.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
rather than just talking about what perhaps we should be doing.
Yeah, look, this is why I give a shout out to the War Band. So shout out to my man Undead Chronic for saying this for quite some time now. No hymen, no diamond. This should be a standard, Phil. You wear white because you're a virgin. You can't walk around. Lauren Southern has been ran through from multiple accounts, right? That's not me saying it. That's just what I've heard, right? I don't know this woman. I've never met this woman. I don't want to meet her. If this is what I've been hearing for quite some time, in fact, let's start with Lauren Southern. She has a sister. What's her name, Tim?
I forget her sister's name, but I know where you're going with this.
Okay. She has a sister who posts nothing but thirst trap thought pics. I'm going to look her name up right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Lauren Southern has a sister named, let me look it up.
We'll keep going through the video.
Lauren Southern. Let's do it.
Also, I read that she tried to Me Too Gavin McInnes. She claimed that Gavin called her after they recorded a show together and asked if she was down. DTF.
For those of you guys who are watching this, her name is Jessica Southern. Just type in Jessica Southern and then click pictures and see what you find. Oh, surprise. Thought pics.
Abigail Shapiro, anyone?
Yeah.
Possibly be right. As if human instinct about what's laughable is somehow divinely inspired.
Bye.
This whole mess.
How they this fall whole from just grace.
Disaster that I was a part of. It is something that
I guess they can't fall from what they never had. Around.
Me, and then I started to see within myself as well that I was actively assisting in creating this culture of entertainment and hot take politics. So I think it was mid-2018, I decided I wanted to change the way I approached things and do only documentaries instead, a more meaningful deep dive into the issues that I cared about. And I truly loved how this experience went. Instead of some big dramatic closing paragraph to my last documentary, Borderless, concluding the situation one way or the other, we concluded that there were two sides to every story, that perhaps everyone involved was a victim of political and business corruption, that these big polarizing issues are so often far more gray than we realize.
That's your TradCon right there. Look, backpedaling already. Drex, if she backpedals any harder, she's going to pull the tire off her bike.
Well, my thing is this, man. When you use Google Images on somebody, like, why do you have a bunch of thought pics, right? Mm-hmm. If you're such a traditional conservative, hey, why weren't you married young, right? You can't be getting married at 30 talking about I'm a trad con. Like, why are you getting married at 30? Oh, I wasn't out there in the streets like that. Okay, let's look up your college pictures. Let's ask guys who knew you back then. Phil, at university, the Emma Watsons of the world, these chicks have been ran through and then they smash dead into the wall at 30, and they become bitter feminists, right? If anyone knows this, it's going to be a guy like RPM, who's in look, California has most of the so-called liberals, right? The far left. RPM, I want to ask you an honest question. How much of a difference have you seen with leftist-leaning women and right-leaning women?
Well, so far as the left-leaning women, oh, my God. It's far too many of them. But so far as the right-leaning women, I can't give an honest assessment because I don't see much of them.
Yeah. We see a lot of chameleon streaks. We don't see a lot of real ones.
Yeah, and you here's the thing, they're the same.
They don't exist, actually.
Yeah, they don't exist. Look, is that a real thing?
Hey, Phil, would you agree that the culture in Africa when you were there, would you agree it was more conservative overall than the modern West?
Outwardly, yes.
Outwardly. Let me ask you this, though, Phil. Behind closed doors, when you were down there in Africa, you know, the nitty-gritty, you got to see people, engage with them, engage with the women. Were they any different than the girls back in the UK, yes or no?
Absolutely not. Everything was all about them, and it's no different from like the nicest end of Knightsbridge in London to like the outskirts of Kenya, Nairobi, all the same.
What about when you went to Asia, Phil? Were they any different?
Oh, in Asia?
Yep.
No different.
So what are you going to tell me?
The only difference was in accent. That was all. They can't do consonants very well, but that's the only difference.
Well, let me ask you this. RPM, you spent time in the Navy in Japan. When you get to the nitty-gritty, you even married an Asian woman who you refer to as the meat sack. So, RPM, the culture in Japan is more outwardly conservative, although they still have weird sexual things like, you know, machines that dispense this stuff. Yeah, right? Now, let me ask you this, RPM. Can you tell the guys out there who say that they're going to go get them an Asian wife, tell them what they're in for?
Oh. I got to have a drink for this one.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Japan ain't it.
It ain't it, bro.
Japan ain't it. Asia ain't it. No. If you're gonna go foreign, stay foreign.
Yeah, don't bring her back.
Yeah, so in terms of what the expectations would be, what are the expectations versus the reality?
Oh, the expectation. You're gonna get this nice little submissive woman. I know I saw a lot of white guys fell for this. The submissive, demure woman who's gonna, you know, be pretty much that just innocent woman. However, no. The internet has spread liberalism and feminism pretty much everywhere. So it is, if you think you're gonna go get that submissive Asian woman, no. Even if she does be submissive at first, there's going to be a turnaround. Eventually, you're gonna get the knife.
The nearest I've found for, shall we say, foreign women that go closest to the old school woman would be the Middle Eastern women, but they are just gagging to become Western and therefore become feminists. So there's no difference.
Drex, remember what Amr said? As soon as they get out of Saudi Arabia, what happens?
Yep. Dude, he had chicks that were actually prostitutes.
They were on the airplane, and what happened?
Well, hold on. Hey, Tim, you would know this better than all the rest of us because you live in Canada. You heard about that story about that refugee chick or whatever that wanted to get to Canada, right? And Justin Trudeau was parading her around. She's so stunning and brave. Do you remember what she did within 48 hours?
No.
She was on OnlyFans.
Oh.
True story. True story.
Someone's got to send me that. I didn't know that.
Hey, did you know? Hold on.
I do remember. Oh, there's. Do you remember
if one of you guys know the story, put it in the chat, man, and let Tim. And Tim will pin it after this video.
Or
he's going to show.
Holler at me by Discord. Drex, do you remember the story of the guy who took his fiance backpacking in Afghanistan, got captured by the Taliban, then they get released, Justin Trudeau brings him back to Canada, right? He has this huge press conference and everything, they're playing with their kids, who, by the way, they had the kids while they were in captivity, because, you know, that's what you do. Right, RPM? If you've been captured by the Taliban with your fiance, the first thing you want to do is start having a family and have kids, right?
No.
So anyways, you know, just Trudeau parades this around like, oh yeah, this is you know, we're famous. These are brave, stunning and brave people who were captured by Taliban, Drex. Well, apparently he gets arrested a few weeks later for graping.
Imagine that.
I think he's still in the court system right now.
I thought for a second you were going to say he was pulled over for like trying to pick up Marvin Hagler.
Oh, that would have been better. That would have been better, Phil.
Yeah.
I don't know what Hugh Grant was doing back then, man. That creature, look, you could have done better than that, bruh.
All right, I think we've had enough of Lauren. I think we made our point with her, right? Lauren Southern.
Yeah, she's awful. I mean, once again, I'm looking for the white simps. Like I said, I'm equal opportunity, so don't worry. I'm going to go after the white simps, the black simps, the Asian simps, Indians to Indians. God, Jesus Christ, man.
The white simps are the worst.
But Phil, it's tough, man. Indian simps simp for white women like nobody's business, man.
They might simp harder, but like white men seem to get like the most traction when it comes to simping. They make more of an impact on society. And that's why I said that they're worse.
Agreed. I agree with that.
All right. Yeah. I got Tommy Lauren coming on next here.
Yeah, when it comes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, RPM. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say when it comes to white guys, it's all about the perception of,
of the family, right?
Well, I'm saying when it comes to white guys and non-white women, it's all about the it's right on the tip of my tongue. The social currency.
Yeah.
So that's why it's easier for a lot of white guys to have that simp mentality, which is kind of odd. When, as much as I hate to talk about the whole incel thing, I truly don't understand them, and I really can't accept that subgroup of guys. It's like, okay, you're a white guy and you're complaining that you can't get a woman, but yet most women will really deal with you just because you're a white guy. So I can't really understand this. So, but that's another topic for another time.
Here we go, Drex. Your favorite video.
What's up?
Do you know where the good stuff starts, Drex? The timestamp.
I'm going to let you guys trickle in before I start talking, because this is important.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit.
So, waiting for you there. And all the boys who think they're men, but they're actually boys. This is going to be the summer of canceling boys. Now, from my own personal experiences and the experiences of all of my friends, which range in age from 24 to 36, we've all got issues. Now, I will also say this. All of my friends are attractive. All of my friends are successful. All of my friends have something going on. Almost every single one of them have an issue with men. And you have to start looking at that and thinking, if an age range of that many people, including myself, living really all over the country and being blonde, brunette, short hair, long hair, I mean, tan, super white, super pale, I mean, these women range in every body type and every everything. They're all successful, they're all intelligent, they're all good people. But if all of these women, including myself, are having issues, then I have to think, it might not be us. It might be you. It might be men. It might be...
Comments?
Okay.
Bill? The one thing that is common to all of these problems is the women, right? But it's not us. It has to be somebody else.
Yeah. It can't be us, right? And let me... Let me go ahead and say this, you guys. You know, my phone's just rebooting like it always is because my phone is terrible. I want you guys to know something. Do you guys notice what she said? Nick and I brought this up when we watched this on his stream. When a woman says all of her friends are attractive, all of them are successful, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay. Phil, what she's referring to is the feminist model, right? No, indeed. I've never heard a woman say she's ugly, right? Like, have you ever known a woman say, yeah, I know I'm ugly? Never, right? She always like, oh.
And even if you get like a girl like this one who is actually quite attractive, she doesn't have a really attractive friend. She has a really normal, plain Jane friend, yep, or maybe even fat, ugly friend.
You ever get set up?
What happens?
You ever get set up by another girl?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When she says my friend is attractive, she's not. But I got to say this, though, Phil. Only because you gave her a compliment. I gotta go ahead and keep it like this, right? I want you to do me a favor, Phil. I want you to pull out your phone, type in Tommy Lauren before and after. Oh, what you're seeing right here is a goddamn illusion.
It's a chameleon.
Like, yeah.
She is from South Dakota. This chick is a strong 2 at best. What you guys are all witnessing right here is a woman who has gotten fillers, a wig, extensions, plastic surgery. This woman has had work done. All you guys who are listening, if you guys can just pull up your phone and minimize this screen and go to Google and just type in Tommy Lauren before and after, you and click images, you will see what she really looks like. Put it in the chat what you guys think of that.
All right, moving on.
Give me the rating.
Heavy men. Now, I've often talked about the pussification of America and how men are no longer men. Crow. I talk to my mom about this a lot, and she says, well, maybe it's just the guys in Texas. Maybe it's just the guys in Los Angeles. Maybe it's just the guys. Just the guys.
Push pause.
Is not just the guys in Los Angeles, Nashville, Dallas, and it's not, they're not any better in the Midwest. They, push quite pause, frankly, Tim. I think they're trash.
Once again, I got to bring this point up because I brought it up in Nick's house. Hey, Phil and RPM, how did she know about all the guys in Dallas, all the guys in Oklahoma, all the guys in New York, all the guys in Chicago? How did she know how the guys
sex are? With all of them? That's the thing.
Carousel.
It's not she me. Was right in the carousel. I'm not the problem. It's
I'm not the problem.
Me. I cannot be the problem.
I have been getting, look, I have been having my face hit a damn headboard.
And my vagina is wider than Hudson Bay, so yep. But it's not me.
It's not me.
Oh, man.
I want you guys to see this. This is, like I said, especially the white simp who believes that these conservative women are somehow different.
Yeah, because you could see her. You could see her on TV and be like, oh, damn. Yeah, I could get with that.
Yeah, she's on Blaze TV. She's on Fox News. Yeah. She's not a libtard. Okay, all right.
Okay, yeah, right. I could so get with her.
I get with her. Yep, yeah, her.
All
she
right.
Has, she says she has successful friends. Go ahead.
This is the chameleon.
All over this country in the age range of about 20 to, I think, about 55, maybe even 60. A lot of men are trash. A lot of men don't know how to treat women. A
push
lot
pause.
Of men don't know.
Push pause.
20 to 50?
If she's talking, that was a wide age range. What does that mean?
It just means you're too good for me. That's the problem.
Bill, she's been getting ran through by guys in that age range up to 60.
Uh-huh.
And most people.
Just, what was the age range?
Between so she's been 20? Casting the net far and wide to just try and find like a decent guy. Yep. But again, she's not the problem.
She's not the problem.
The only common thing to all of these problems is her, but it's not her. It can never be her. Responsibility, I will Teflon that away.
Oh, wait, my mic is bad?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I might be yelling too much, that's why. Anyways, I don't need to talk much more. Anyways, RPM. Men are trash, huh? Now, she's got a American city passport that's been stamped. Every city, right? Los Angeles, Houston, Nashville. Everyone stamped her passport.
So the real question is, how can men be trash if you're still deciding to get spit roasted by us?
Know how to really...
A good question perhaps would be, like, given that she's a fairly successful woman, let's be honest, what is it that she really wants? Because, I mean, technically, it's not really going to be money. right? Because she can provide for herself. So what is it that that woman is actually looking for? I mean, I understand that she must be looking for the top 0.001% of male society, but what does she really want?
She wants that accessory. Phil, she wants to say, I got the high value man and I am playing the role of the wife. I'm successful. He's even more successful than me. We're a power couple.
So you can see the difference. Like a lot of women, they all do this for all that they say, like, I need a man to provide for me. The man then becomes the accessory that I was talking about earlier. Yep. So they can just show off to their girlfriends. And that's right. All that female society is, to be able to show off to their girlfriends.
Thank you. Hey, Phil, I'm a tall guy. You look like you're around 6 foot. When women talk about they want a guy who's 6 foot, right? What is the average height of a woman?
God, lucky if it's like 5'5", maybe 5'4"?
It's roughly, in America, it's 5'4". Most women are around somewhere between 5 foot and like 5'5", right? Somewhere in that range. And yet they all say the same thing. I want a man who's tall, dark, and handsome. He has to be at least 6 foot tall. But you're 5'2". Why do you need a 6 foot man?
I do love this because, like, if I'm talking with some woman, she happens to be online, and she starts fishing. Oh, so how tall are you? I'll tell her, oh, I'm 5'8", just to, like, get her off the scent. Because, you know, as an accomplished MGTOW, I don't need a woman hanging from my fucking dick.
Yep.
So, like, I give them what they need to hear to get them to go away.
Absolutely. Well, I can't do that because it's clear no matter where I go, people are like, oh, yeah, this guy's tall. And the thing is, though, Phil, the reason why I bring that up is because they're just accessories. I have been around women who have, like I said, they've literally like brought me to like grab me and be like, oh, my God, so this is my friend Drex. And they're basically like treating me as if I was like a pet, right? Like just like you would show off a pet and go, look how big his jaws are. Look how big his paws are, right? That's what they do to him. Like, this is what he does for a living. This is, you know, this guy is this. He's in it's demand. Like, you know, women like
look,
him.
Look at my diamond pendant. Isn't it lovely?
Yep.
Oh, and
yeah.
This is Drex. He's my other diamond pendant.
All right.
Yep.
That should have fixed my microphone. Sorry about that, guys.
You all right. Sound lower.
Yeah, I quieted myself down a bit. Although I did boost myself for the stream, so that they shouldn't have a difference. Couple super chats before we keep going. KTub7 says, Sargon annoys me. The fact that he says that if you like tomboys, you're a bad person. No, not forcing gynocracy. Women with short hair will start the decline.
He's so close, is Sargon. He got so close to actually being properly red-pilled. And the problem with him is he actually got married. And I have a supposition about the guy. He keeps on going on about dadism and all the rest of it, and he keeps on going about the traditional conservative values. And I think a lot of this is based around the idea he is salty about the idea that he's the only guy of his age that around the school gates waiting to pick up the kids after school. And he wants a few more men of his own age to actually like interact with.
Yep.
Because there's going to be so few dads actually outside the school gates.
I agree.
Someone said Dick Masterson says lie about your height. People can't tell anyways. All right.
They really can. I do lie about my head. That's why I say I'm 5'8". Gets rid of all the girls.
Yeah. Link1945 says, Tim, your mic is bad. Cheers to everyone. I don't know. I think we're starting to get late enough in the program that technology is just starting to fail on us. Angry Baneling says what Link said. Angry Baneling also says, Tim, your mic is even more terrible now. Woo lad. All right. Going on with the video here.
Quite frankly, pull their heads out of the sand and pay attention. So I am going to help you. And these are some of the things.
Oh, she's coming to save us, Drex.
Mm-hmm.
You and me and Phil and RPM, we're all trash, and Tommy Lauren is going to come and save us.
Things that I've experienced, and these are some of the things my friends have experienced. I'm just going to lay a few things out. They haven't all happened to me. Some of them have just happened to my friends. A lot of them have happened to me. So, the first thing, and I've made notes. By the way, I've made notes. This is how invested I am in this because I've been thinking about this for about 2 weeks solid now. First question for men. If you like a girl, if you're even somewhat interested in a girl, you need to ask yourself this question. Are you single? No, I don't mean are you kind of single, seeing five people, dating somebody, still kind of in a relationship, kind of broken up, kind of on again, off again, kind of married, kind of divorced. Are you actually single, single? That means single. You have nobody. You have no complications. You have no attachments. You are actually single.
Projection.
Belle Delphine beside him there, Phil.
Now, hold on. Now, okay. A, this is a projection because most women are talking single? To multiple men. Yeah. Like, okay. Now I'm actually going to give, this is the one time I'm going to give Tommy, I'm going to throw her a bone on this one. I got to be fair.
Oh, I'll throw her a bone, all right.
She's clearly projecting. However, she is right about this one topic. This is the one thing in all of her BS rules and men listen up that's actually fair. A lot of dudes out here are playing games, and a lot of women out here are playing games because they aren't actually single. She is right. Do not be out here trying to sell these women dreams if you aren't single looking for a relationship with that female. So do not lie to them. I've always told guys this, Phil. You don't need to lie. If you're a married man and you want to get involved, you can tell a woman. Most women know that if you're married, right? You're wearing the ring and you say, yeah, I got a wife, but you know she's not giving me what I need. That Marvin Hagler chick knew that Hugh Grant was married.
I had to explain this when I was actually out in the Philippines, though, because there's like a lot of working girls out there. Like, you know,
yep.
You're just sitting there having a meal or a drink or something like that, and they'll come up and they'll crack onto you. And you know, they'll open the conversation with, like, so are you married? And I would, like, look at them blankly. I would hold up my wedding finger and say, look, no tan line. Because I'm white, there's always a tan line. If a guy pulls off the wedding ring.
Yeah, Drex, that's you and I you don't have for. That problem.
But like, none of these girls knew this one. I was like, how do you not know this? If that's the case. But like, you would expect every woman to know this one, right?
Well, they want everything spelled out for them, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Well, most women want plausible deniability. Like, you know, this married man lured me into this situation. I was powerless. I couldn't do anything to stop him.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't know. I mean, most women right now who are having babies out of wedlock and having abortions, it's because it would expose them for being with a married man. I don't know how many of you guys know this, but it's true. They're dealing with someone like they could be getting smashed by their sister's husband, i.e. brother-in-law, right? This happens quite often. And then like they wind up pregnant. They're like, uh-oh, if the baby comes out, nope. And then they go ahead and yeet. This is very in RPM. You've seen this in the black community a lot, right? Where a chick is out here being fast and is usually with a married man and gets pregnant, right? And then she has to like move across the country.
Yep.
It's very common in the black community. That's why a lot of these black kids are mouth breathers and they look retarded because they're having babies by people they're related to. Look, there's a lot of black kids out here that look like actual fish heads, man. hey, look.
Lori Lightfoot.
Hey. Yeah, look, Beetlejuice. Like, you know she ain't, right? Here's my thing. Phil, I told these guys in the chat today, I talked about how, you know, the black IQ has gone down so much, right? I had to, look, when I was a kid, I got to get tested into schools, right? I had to go to the smart kids schools, right? And I look around now, I see a bunch of black kids looking like this. Retarded. You know what happened, Phil? I'll tell you what happened. They were inbreeding. This is basically the slave mentality, right? When you get displaced, they are mass breeding with their own kin, thus getting dumber. They're getting bonobos, right? When chimps start inbreeding, you basically get a devolved chimpanzee. That's a bonobo. Uh-huh. That's what blacks have become, bonobos, right? The dumbest, and like, so they'd be ape strong, right? They got these huge bodies and the kids look retarded. Snotty nose. Look, RPM, when's the last time you went through the hood? Oakland, how the kids look? They look raggedy, don't they? You know them damn kids look raggedy. You go off Crenshaw, right? You hit over Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Off Crenshaw, how they look? Raggedy. They know these kids fucked up.
Hey, Drex, would you smash either Beetlejuice or Lizzo after a jog to get rid of the family court?
I'd smash Lizzo any day over Beetlejuice. No hesitation. No hesitation.
But to get rid of the family court.
Yep. Wouldn't even hesitate. I'd hate myself. I'd shower twice. But I can't.
You'd be rocking back and forth in that shower, you know, arms crossed over.
If you asked me to smash Beetlejuice to end the family court, I wouldn't do it. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't do it. I would not smash Beetlejuice. Nope.
You would. You'd just have to think hard about it and never tell anyone ever again.
You'd work yourself into it. All right, let's keep going.
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked. And ladies, you should be asking it, because in 2020, it's not a given anymore that a guy that's actively pursuing you is actually single. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I think is very important that men don't seem to understand. There are very few women out there, and I'm speaking from personal experience as well as from all of my friends and all the women, quite frankly, that I talk to. There is not a woman out there that wants to be your pen pal. She doesn't want to get your texts, your good morning texts, your good night texts, your random through the day texts, if they don't follow up with a plan to actually, here's the kicker, in person, hang out. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, it's COVID. People can't hang out in person. This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men. Women do not want a pen pal. We don't want.
Hold on. You're the problem, girl.
You're the problem. Because so let me break this down. Let me break down womanese, what she really just said. Me and my friends, here's what she and her friends have been doing. They have been late night bust downs, right? They've been smash and dash material. Thus, the extent of the types of texts that they receive are these one-off, like, hey, babe, how you doing? Good morning. Phil, she said herself, she's been to all these different cities, right? Which means she, look, for those of you who don't know, all of these apps are location specific. If Tommy Lauren lands in Toronto tomorrow and clicks the button, it shows that she's now in Toronto. Guess what? Within a 10-mile radius, she can have a date lined up at a bar, meet the dude, get ran through, right? She hits the headboard, and then she's back out there to Los Angeles or wherever she lives, where she records the show, right? Why is that important? This is why she's getting these texts. You see what I'm saying? Hey, Phil, why I get these texts?
The problem is now the dairy that she's got going on between her legs is now starting to go off and it's starting to get fragrant. So men don't want that anymore. And that's the problem that she's got going on.
Hey, Drex.
Well, how old is Tommy Lauren? Is she 20?
Oh, I don't know.
28?
Hey, Drex. I seem to forget this every time. I'm not quite sure. Has the wall ever been defeated?
Never.
Never.
Oh, hey, here you go right here, Tim. Tommy Lauren, born in Rapid City, South Dakota, is 29 years old as of August 11th, which means next year she turns 30. Hey, Phil, have you ever seen a woman make a video like this at age 18 in your whole life?
For fun, taking the piss out of girls who are 30 years old, but that's as close as it gets.
Yeah, trust me, 18-year-old hot girls who you know don't want to ride the carriage, they don't make these kind of videos. It's the girls who have been ran through, who are now, like I said, approaching the wall.
Yep, the dairy between their legs still tastes like milk, so it's fine.
Yep. Oh, look, I'm looking at it right now. She is not married. Somebody thought she was engaged, for those of you guys in the chat. She was engaged he ran for office in, I believe, California. Didn't get it. She broke it off with him and tried to monkey branch to another dude. That dude dropped her off. That's the baseball player. He hit it. He quit it because he saw her pictures, what she really looks like. He knows he would have some ugly-ass Rapid City, South Dakota babies with this broad. So he broke it off. Bus and move.
Someone said in the chat they have a timer, Drex, before the plastic starts melting off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, when you look at this before and after of this female, man, just look at her. This is a fraud.
If you're going to do that, and you know, there's an amount, not complete, but there's an amount of plastic going on, then go full plastic and then have the girl never age ever again.
Yeah, get a doll.
Always the salesman there, Phil.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
But, But our RPM, they always hit the wall, right? And that's when they start sprouting this kind of bullshit because the wall's coming at them way too fast.
Yeah, they know they can't avoid it. They know. It's inevitable.
On a so texting they're going to try that
last Hail Mary guilt trip.
Yep.
Yep.
And you see how she's even doing thirst traps sitting here because, Drex, you and I have been on stream many, many hours. Have we ever bounced in our chairs?
Never. Guys aren't taking their shirts off midstream.
Yeah.
Flexing muscles, oiling themselves up. Women are doing that, like, you know, with their actions, trying to thirst trap during a video. Go ahead.
Care if you text us all day or if you don't text us at all. If you're not going to make a plan to actually see us in person, not interested. And if you do have a woman out there that just wants to be your pen pal, it's probably because she has a boyfriend or a husband or a wife or whatever. We don't want a pen pal. But that also leads me to my second point. This is going to be backwards for you guys. Make plans. Make a plan. Do not assume that you can text somebody randomly in the middle of the day, what are you doing, or text them at midnight or 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or even just within hours of when you actually want to see them.
Bim, tell me, what has happened to Tommy Lauren? Why is she getting texts at midnight? What's going on, RPM? What's really happening?
Booty calls.
You're a booty call, Tommy Lauren. You and your friends. All of you are booty calls. Nothing more.
And she's sitting there
ladies
like...
Ladies, take note.
Oh, if I'm going to be your booty call, I better get dinner first.
I think we should be a bit better on this one as guys. Like, you've got something going on. You know, Hulk smash. So you're in the middle of it. And just tell your girlfriend at the time, so, look, I just need to call this girl to just make her feel really bad about herself and just call her up and just say, oh, I'm just smashing this girl. Because this is what women do to us. Kind of idea. So we should do the same thing back to them and just let Tommy know what it feels like. Because like she's just casting the net out at the moment. Like she's got pretty much a good net out there to actually get like a load of good guys and she's still not happy.
Yeah, she casts the fish nets, Phil.
And they do smell fishy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, Warhawk is savage. This dude said he take her to Olive Garden, Russell Greer style. You ain't shit.
All right.
And think that they're going to be available. I personally, once I get home and I take my makeup off and I'm watching TV, I'm no longer interested.
That's when he sobers up, RPM. When she takes her makeup off, that's when the guy sobers up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we've all been there, right? We've all been there. Well, most of us
have. When he calls 911 and says, I've got an intruder in the house. I don't recognize this person.
I know, Drex, you've never had drunk escapades, but most of us have. Most of us has fallen for that thirsty Thursday. You get a little too liquored up, and then, oh, yeah, she looks nice. And you wake up the next morning, you're like, God damn!
Yeah, I've been there where I've asked the girl in the morning, who did you eat last night? You can put on that much weight.
Savage, damn. Phil. All right, I'm sorry, I'm stopping too much. We'll try to get to this.
So if you didn't make a plan earlier in the day, or better yet, a day or two or three in advance, I'm not interested. I don't want to hang out anymore because that ship has sailed. Make a plan. I want to hang out with you at this time. It doesn't have to even be a date. I want to see you at this time. Are you free at this time? Or when are you free? I will accommodate my schedule to see you. When are you free? I want to see you. I know it's not rocket science, but men of 2020, it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out. And I'm not a feminist, so please don't take this as a feminist rant. I love men. I think men are great.
Don't take this as a feminist rant, Drex.
Hold up. How did she start the video off, RPM? What was she saying at the beginning of the video? Men are what?
Trash.
How did this flip into I love men? Men are great. See, this is called apex fallacy, right? Tommy Lauren has chased the top 1%, Phil, and gotten what she deserves, which is pump and dump, because no man views her as wife material, right? She has a reputation. Look, Phil, you know how this works. It's locker room talk. If you smash Tommy Lauren, a guy's like, yeah, I'm talking to this girl. Who? Oh, yeah, you know the girl from Blaze TV and she's on Fox Nation? Who? Tommy Lauren. Oh, yeah, we all hit it, man. The moment your buddy says that he's hit it or he knows someone who did, Phil, do you view her as wife material or girlfriend material? Yes or no?
Nope.
No, that's straight off the menu. No.
I'm trying to help you, ladies. If you get smashed and a guy you are trying to get with, if he hears from other men that you have been on the carousel, you will be what has happened to Tommy Lauren, which is a damn booty call.
But Drex,
how this works.
She loves men. She loved men in Nashville. She loved men in New York. She loved men in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but what she means is she sexed men.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she made love to men in all, riding the carousel.
See, most men need it to be like a Herculean task to be able to actually kind of get into bed with that girl. That's what makes her like kind of wife material. Because then it's not just a case of some guy has to turn up and therefore she'll spread her legs. So then there's a certain level of trust that can be built there. But maybe I'm old school. I don't know.
Maybe you are, Phil. You live in a world that just doesn't exist anymore.
I live in the Bond world.
Yeah.
007.
The name's Bond. Phil Bond. No, and you know what, Drex? She could make a good video. All right? Here's the video that Tommy Lauren should have made. Listen up, ladies. Don't get ran through. Learn how to cook. Learn how to please your man.
Yeah, and shut up.
Oh,
stop talking.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, literally shut up. If you, here's the thing. RPM, you've seen this a million times, right? A woman starts talking, a guy gives the look, right? This is the look that they give, RPM. They go like this, look.
Mm-hmm.
When you see that head tilt, Phil, you've seen that look, right? Whether it was your mom and dad, whatever. When you see a man give that look, that means stop. Don't ask him any more questions. Just stop.
Find a woman who looks at you like Belle Delphine's looking at Phil.
Well, I mean, even from what was said earlier, though, just the idea of being able to cook well for a man, and all women just kind of shrug their shoulders. No, it's just cooking. That's just putting something in a microwave. It's, no, to be able to cook from scratch. Any man, even like a young man today, if you put decent food on the table in front of him, that creates a kind of different kind of love. It's not like a sexual thing and stuff like that. But that brings a man to the table.
How hard
is
it,
Phil? And women just don't seem to grasp that one.
How hard is it to make pork chops and mashed potatoes?
It's as simple as it gets.
Even
but
if they're
then
not
when
even
you start
spiced.
To learn how to like just put like a coating on that pork chop so that you can't get it elsewhere, it's very easy to do. And yet women abhor this whole idea of being chained to the kitchen. Something I actually enjoy doing actually is creating good food. And as a MGTOW, I think it's a MGTOW 101 skill that every man should have.
The hardest part about, go ahead, RPM.
I mean, it is so simple. Men keep telling women, look, it's just three things. Food, sex, silence. Hell, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what the trad-con men want. That's what the trad-cucks want. Food, sex, silence.
That's it.
But, you know, us guys, us red pillars and MGTOWs are just like, you know what? We can achieve that on our own. So we really don't need you at all.
Well, yeah, and someone in the chat said the problem is most of us can cook better. But at the same time, to take the contrarian view, hey, I work all day. All right? I come home. It would be nice to come home to a nice meal that's been made for me. And I don't have to load up the dishwasher afterwards. And then wake up at 7 in the morning, go to work and empty the dishwasher again. It'd be nice. It really would be nice. That's fantasy land, though.
Isn't that a first world problem, though? Because, I mean, you're talking about the dishwasher. Imagine the dishwasher is not there. So you've got to actually make the meal. Then you've got to clean up after the meal. We're talking like almost hours.
Yeah.
of tasks here. And this is what just used to be normal for women, and they did that for their men. Whereas today, they don't have anything to do. Like, it's minutes worth of work, and they can't even be bothered to do that.
So, I mean, you know, hire a maid. No, don't go to the Arnold Schwarzenegger route. Don't smash the maid.
Don't impregnate the maid. What Arnold did.
Get the robot chef. That thing's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyways.
I think men have failed themselves, and they've failed us. And I'm just trying to help you out, because I think there are a lot of really great guys who need a little help. And I don't think there are a lot of women that have decided that
they're not going to do it. So they get what they get, which is nothing.
Yep. And then they're on here. They're on here on this video saying that we're the
complaining.
Problem.
Yep.
Stepping up and saying these things and not FaceTime me, I swear to God. Quite frankly, I don't.
She's the worse of a boomer than I am.
If she was that upset, do you think she would have an OnlyFans?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think that there are a lot of women that aren't raging feminists that don't look like Lena Dunham that are saying these things to you. So I'm going to go ahead and say them because they need to be said. I am really so sick of my friends having to deal with trash men. I am tired of dealing with trash men, so I'm going to help you out. Make plans. So let's go through these lists again because I know y'all love a list. Number one, are you single? Number two, make a plan. Nobody wants a pen pal. We want to actually see you. If not, don't text us because it's a waste of our time and we don't want to see it on our phones. Got it? All right. Next thing, value. Okay, value. Take that in. Just repeat it to yourself until it makes sense. Okay. If you want to date a girl that has nothing going on, then that's fine. But please do not mix in people like me and my friends who have something going on with your other girls that have nothing going on. And by nothing going on, I mean this. There is no job that is unimportant. There is no job that's not valuable or that's not worthy. It is. But if you want to mix in people like me and people like my friends who are go-getters, who work really hard, who make their...
Drex, how hard is she working?
Not very. I mean, you and I both know Tommy Lauren only got a job on Blaze TV with Glenn Beck and got on Fox Nation because she's a blonde chick and white guys simp hard for girls like Tommy Lauren who just say what they want to hear. You know it, Phil. I know it. Everyone else knows it.
I'm a garbage collector. Is my job just as valuable as everybody else's, just as you just said? Bullshit.
Yep, that's not what she's going to say, right? Gross.
Oh, my God. I can't listen to this. So, actually, this is the first time I've seen this video in whole, because I didn't watch it when Nick had it. I couldn't. I had to stop.
Your own money, who are talented, skilled, ambitious. Please don't mix us in with the Tatianas. We don't want to be there. If that's what you want, find them. Please, for the love of God, do not mix us in with them because we don't want to be there. And quite frankly, we take it as an insult if we find out that you are also talking to five Tatianas who have nothing going on. People like me and my friends are going to be insulted by that. And there's almost really no coming back from it. So if you want that kind of a girl, the kind of girl who's just kind of happy, going through the motions of life, not really super ambitious, hasn't really found herself yet, doesn't really have a whole lot going on other than she's pretty, please just go after them. And please do not mix us in. We don't want to be there. I promise you. So value.
She's getting old.
There's a lot of women out there that I know that are my good friends who have amazing jobs, who work really hard, but who can't seem to find a decent guy, even if they go up in age 5 to 10 to 15 years, because those guys all want to be with 21-year-olds who have nothing going on. It's very unfortunate.
Okay, hold on. This is another pro tip for women out there like Anna, right? I want to make sure this is clear. When older women like this, Anna, are leading you astray and they try to denigrate you guys and throw dirt on you, they're trying to nerf you because you are the competition, right? So when they say that these young girls who have nothing going on, me and my friends have great careers and blah, blah. See, what she's really saying is these women have no value. Because remember, Phil, she is masculine. Do you notice how masculine Tommy Lauren is?
Oh, yeah. She's going to make somebody a good husband one day.
Yep. So what you're seeing is what Tommy Lauren views as value. Remember, she says she's not a feminist, but she is. If you are a woman and you think a man cares about your education, we don't. Do we care about how much money you make? We don't.
Your
Do we care about your job title? We don't. So those Tatianas, she just said it. Anna, you're young. Girls like Anna. This is all the women out there who will listen to this. Guys who know a girl, maybe it's your sister or something. You don't want her to go ride the carousel. Listen carefully. Make sure you tell these young girls, do not go out there and get ran through and get with a man who's older, who's already established. If you don't do that, if you just start chasing, you become a dog chasing its tail, like Tommy Lauren, going to get ran through, you're going to wind up being where she is. She's 29 years old, but I have a career, and all my friends, they're all single. Mm-hmm. They've been all over the country getting smashed. Right, Phil? This is her words, not mine. For all the people who say, everything I say is made up. Drex makes everything up. Oh, no, this guy sounds bitter. No, dude, I'm telling young women, I don't want you guys to become Tommy Lauren.
Exactly. I mean, the bit that Tommy Lauren is not saying that she's putting forward for everyone to be able to see, to read without hearing, is she's effectively Tuesday. So the guy who's 15 years older than her, she's just Tuesday, and he's got another six girls for every other day of the week. And that's what the guy who's got his shit going on is doing.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And she's upset with that. And so you've just become the Tatiana that you've just talked about.
Yep.
So you need to find somebody on your level. Now, take away the fact that you're on TV and stuff like that. Because as Drek says, no guy cares about that. What else have you got going on? You're blonde. You're pretty. That's it. So you're at best as good as any 21-year-old, but you're going to pick a 21-year-old over a 29-year-old just because. Yep. So you're like pissing into the wind, girl. That's the problem.
Yep.
And then how many years do you think before she's, you know, popping pills, crying about how she regrets being, you know, focusing on her career?
It'll come soon. She just turned 29. How long do you give her, Phil?
Say about another 5 years, and then she'll be telling people how she doesn't need no man, and she's got like five cats around her.
Yep.
She's going to be Gail. You know what, Drex? Tommy Lauren is a lot closer to Gail than Anna is to Tommy Lauren.
Yep.
Have you ever reached out to Gail to try and get her on the show?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no, I don't want... Well, first of all, I don't think it would be entertaining, right?
Because she's a lunatic.
Hey, RPM, you remember her, right?
Oh, how can I forget?
No one can forget Gail.
I go back and watch that every now and then. It's great. It was so funny. It's so funny watching Phil... like fall out of his chair with laughter. No, Angry Banley, not different Anna. There's too many Annas to keep track of. But all right. Well, Drex, I think we've seen enough of Tommy Lauren. Do you want to do you have a few closing words on Lauren Chen?
All I'm going to say about the Lauren Chins of the world is that she has made a video where she talks. It's one of those. She's with who's that cuck band? What are they called? Shit. Damn it. I just had a brain fart. It's the group who is always trying to get men to come back on the plantation. What is that? What is the name of that?
Which one?
No. Adam Carolla did a documentary with them. Damn it.
The chat will come up with it in a second.
Yeah, the chat will come up with it. Who is that? Jesus. I can like see it in my head right now. It's not like it's almost similar to like the TED Talks, Red Talks, or whatever, those kind of groups. And Lauren Chin came on there talking all that nonsense. And I said to myself, they were trying to basically get guys back on the plantation, right? And she's talking about how, you know, this is the way, you know, guys should be and they should really value marriage. But they always talk about how they were dating, right? All of these girls have been dating. What does dating mean?
PragerU.
That's it. PragerU. Yeah, the conservative cucks. Yeah.
Well, Prager, Lauren Chen with her thing. Like, I always have the same sort of attitude. No, whether it's Lauren Chen or any of these other girls, they're always kind of pretty, right?
Yeah, pretty enough.
Would like to say to these girls, look, start another YouTube stream and get some average plain Jane girl to front it for you. And let's just see how interesting your content is. Because people are actually viewing your content to just look at your titties. That's all it is. They're not listening to anything that you're saying.
Someone said Turning Point USA as well. I'm sure. Because TP USA is a campus conservative organization. Or campus Republican, I guess. Sort of organize. They kind of sponsor conferences and speeches. Hey, Drex, when these attractive conservative women in college go to one of these conferences, what are they doing?
Trying to get their MRS degree and get a man.
Yep.
That's it. Watch this. Hey, you go to church. Hey, Phil, what are women in church for? What are they really there for?
Man.
To get a man. Hey, when they're at a bar, what are they there to get?
Well, yeah, but you just rephrase this. Why are women doing anything anywhere? And it's to get a man. Because once a woman's got a man and she's kind of happy, she doesn't go out. She just sits.
She does not. I agree. The only time a girl wants a girl's night out is when she's not happy in her relationship.
All right. A couple of super chats. And then I think, gentlemen, we can call that a night. I know Drex has got to go to work tomorrow morning. Let me just get these real quick.